Hey, just wanted to remind you that Ooky Spooky Sessions has moved to a video format over on YouTube. I'm going to keep releasing this here, audio only. If you want, you can still go to the social media pages and see the cards there. But if you want to see the whole thing play out, you can check it out on YouTube. All right. Another Ooky Spooky Session begins. This is your reading for the week of January 26th up to February 1st. So, before we get started, think about your query, what it is that you're wanting to find out about the week, what you want to know about, or are concerned about. Whatever comes top of mind, that's your inquiry. So, let's get to it. We're starting energy. Here up top is the Page of Cups. Now this, it's inverted, so unfortunately this is more of insecurity and being emotionally vulnerable. In our struggle position is the inverted Magician. Again, we're already starting this off really poorly. This is manipulation, trickery, and wasting your talent with bullshittery, we'll say instead. So our focus here in the middle, get the fuck out of my way, dude. It's the Knight of Wands. Now this is actually a pretty solid card to get. This is courage, energy, and embracing yourself as the free spirit. Now in the discard position, we have the inverted Four of Cups. Generally represents emotions like depression, some types of anxiety, but generally like dampening emotions that are negative. In our spiritual exercises, we have the Four of Pentacles. Fucking continues to be a really unfortunate reading. This is insecurity, possessiveness, and setting boundaries too high. And lastly, our self-care card is the inverted Tower. Which just, the shit just keeps rolling. This is just generally, the phrase would be delaying the inevitable or not acknowledging the inevitable. So I'm going to save my supplemental cards to the end. So let's just read. Let's get to the tarot portion first. So starting off, not a great starting energy. The inverted Page of Cups. It's a representation of losing the passion that we had when we would do certain things. And instead of doing it for the joy of it, we're instead doing it for the wrong reasons, whether that be, you know, vanity, money, or, you know, trying to be famous or some shit. And that sense, that misdirection may cause us to develop negative emotions that we will be talking about later. So it's a perfect companion stepping right into here, our struggle or obstacle card, the inverted Magician. Now this card represents the need to make the implication of it. Haha, Dennis Reynolds. The implication of this card is the need to make serious changes. Now upright, the Magician is a really powerful character, but when it's inverted, it's a snake oil salesman and it's like smoke and mirror shit. So are we putting up this front to mask the dissatisfaction that we're feeling with where we are in life? Who knows? That's up to you to say. Now, I think we can answer that if we really take our focus card's message into account. Now, the Knight of Wands, this one in particular, this guy is the life of the party. He represents the courage that it takes to be ourselves freely and openly, and the energy that we draw from the joy of doing what we love to do, rather than the financial gain, for example. So I would say take this card to mean that being unapologetic in our endeavors is the way to go, and we shouldn't be trying to mold ourselves to fit into others' expectations. Rather, they should be learning to love us as we are. So, but there's another implication here, a follow-on implication is main character syndrome. Like, the whole fucking world does not revolve around you, okay? So be realistic in the boundaries that we set. It's okay to have boundaries in not changing yourself too much. Main character syndrome is really pervasive these days. Like, it's okay to have boundaries. It's okay to, but we need to be realistic with them. Like, it's okay to not change certain parts of who you are, but connecting with other people, that is just inherent to connecting with other people. And you, as you form relationships, you have to change a little bit, or you end up changing a little bit without even doing it, you know, consciously. Now, in our discard slot, the inverted Four of Cups, this card represents, like, just being lethargic in general, or just being apathetic about the possibilities around us. It's a really good compliment to our starting energy up here. Now, that sentiment, no shit, being lethargic and or apathetic, that's what we're discarding. Look for new ideas, new people. Maybe look for new beginnings to rejuvenate that sense of wonder that we had before we lost our way, I guess. Now, in the spiritual exercises down here, we got the Four of Pentacles. This card can be taken two ways. Now, the foundation of both of these possibilities is that we have made significant progress in the pursuit of our goals. Boom. So the first possibility is that we've become jaded and cynical of success and forget the effort that it took for us to achieve what we have achieved. And what we have is no longer gratifying. Skadoosh. Sound like that? And the second possibility is that we've achieved a lot, and now we have the desire to turn ambition into stability. The warning either way is the lust for material wealth, and rather pursue wealth of spirit and wealth of experience. I would say this card is like the beginning of what led to this, where we start to achieve and we forget why we started in the first place, right? So lastly, self-care, inverted tower. This is generally not a great card to get. It's always a sign of something shitty on the horizon, all right? And getting it inverted, it only makes it worse. And how it's worse is that whatever omen this represents, it's inevitable. And we're pretending that it's not there, and could be as a result of that not preparing adequately for it. Or regardless, the first step in correcting a problem is to acknowledge it. So if we don't prepare, it's only going to make the situation worse when it inevitably arrives. Not a fun reading. I know, sorry. It do be like that sometimes, I guess. all right, so for our supplemental cards, they are actually the saving grace of this. So we start with the Sixth Instinct. Now, is this a shrewd sort of recruiter or someone who can spot talent? So in the context of the tarot reading at large, it's a signal of what we need to be doing, which is to say that we need to seek out quality people to assist us in preparing for whatever shitty thing is coming, or recovering from whatever shitty thing is coming, or to rediscover our passions. Stop being a dickhead. Do you see how fucking horrible this reading is? Having good people in your life, that's exactly what the Knight of Wands suggests, is finding new people, new beginnings, new options, new ideas to get ourselves out of the rut. So moving to our angel number here, we got 1515. It's the big break. Angel numbers are always really, really positive. So this is not any different from that. What would you think the big break represents or is a message of? A big break. No shit. So moving to the traditional cartomancy, we got the Six of Spades. Now, this one is the signal of the end of a current phase and the beginning of the next. Could this, whatever big break this is, could that be the change that delineates the phases that this card is talking about? Well, your experiences may vary. And last thing, regardless, hoping for the best, planning for the worst. The true intention is desperation. And the message on it is, I'm in a bind and don't have anyone else to reach out to. So I think that this is a good signal of what can happen if we don't prepare, or if we ignore what's happening, don't make any efforts to change, don't make efforts to find other people who can help, or yeah, just rock bottom, you know? I guess that's the simplest way to put it. All right. Oh man, this fucking sucks. I'm sorry. This is not good. If you want to see how all of this came out, if you want to see it for yourself, you can see exactly how I do it. You can see exactly how everything comes out. All right. So what I'm telling you, this fucking sucks. I'm sorry. The cards are what they are. I'm really just trying to give you a holistic view with the extras. If you want to check it out, go to lvx.be/Patreon. If you sign up for the Ooky Spooky tier, you can see it's a whole little fucking ritual. I do fun stuff like mostly chatting about whatever's going on. I have these games that they're conversation card games, right? So I pick out a few and just talk about that. So if you want to know more about me, you can do that as well. If this reading is not satisfactory, and I can see why it wouldn't be, you can go to lvxmedia.net/spooky. You fill out the form there, and I will do a personal reading for you. I'm sorry, I'm laughing so much. This is fucking horrible. This is really bad. But if you want a personal one, if you need it right away, I highly advise. There's a little donation button there. I don't know, in the notes, put your name and what you're reading or whatever, and I'll get it to you as quickly as I can. Should be like a few hours turnaround at most. But if you just want one, period, they are free. I don't I can give you something like this. So yeah, I'm not gonna have you pay me to give you fucking really shitty news. Oh man. I'm just the cards are what they are. Like I said, check out Patreon. You can see how all of this comes to be. Man, as I was putting it together, I was like, fuck. Oh shit. That's not good. And then I got here, I was like, okay, not bad. And then I kept going. He's like, damn it. This is not good. This is going to be a really troubling week, I guess. So, like I said, the Personal readings are free if you want one. Go to the website, lvxmedia.net/spooky. Fill it out. You can pick the artwork if you like. If you don't like this, or if you've seen one I've used before and you like that one, then I can use that one. Or whatever, just review, pick yours. That's like your analog, right? Because you're not in front of me. That's your, whatever artwork speaks to you, it stands in for you, right? And last thing, I've had a personal reading done by Samira. She's awesome. Seriously, like, it was a, like, gave me chills. Like, I was intentionally pretty vague with this woman, and she was spot on. All right. I would not be recommending her if I didn't believe this was good, that it was a good, that you'll have a good experience. And if you want to check her out, I use my little link here, lvx.be/Samira. It'll get you 20% off. It helps me out. And man, sending people her way, like, this woman knows what she's doing. So it's lvx.be/Samira. It's spelled S-A-M-I-R-A. Oh shit, my laundry's done. Right. Well, I guess, hopefully I see you next week. Same spooky time. Same spooky place. I'll try not to laugh as much next time. All right, see you.